Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
There's a very interesting Ma'amar Chazal. Chachamim tell us that when Yaakov Avinu took the berachot from Esav, Esav shed two tears. And the Midrash tells us that because Esav shed 2.5 tears, because of that, Bnei Yisrael went to Galut. And until today, you are suffering in the Galut that you are in. It's a very hard Midrash to understand. What is Midrash is talking about? Esav shed 2.5 tears. So 2.5 tears. Imagine yourself shedding two tears. And because of that two tears that Yaakov Avinu took the berachot from Esav, we went to Galut, and we are still in the Galut, and we are suffering in the Galut, and everything happens to us in the Galut is because of that. So let me ask you a question. Let's say Esav shed two tears. How much more tears Klal Israel shed till today? Bet HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed. Bet HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed. Holocaust came and went. Gezerat Tachlatat came and went. And Bnei Israel shed so much more tears than anybody could imagine. The stories about Holocaust, that imagine Rahman al-Islam, that Bnei Israel went through the Holocaust, and 1/3 of Klal Israel was wiped out. How much tears you shed because of that? There was a story about a woman that had 3 kids, and the Germans came to take her away from her children. This German soldier, Mach Shemo V'Zichro, said, choose one of your kids. They're going to kill, they're going to send everybody else to the gas chamber, choose one of them. And this mother is looking at all 3 of her kids, and there are 3 small kids saying, Mom, Mommy, Mommy, take me. Now what is a mother supposed to do? And the mother, she couldn't do anything. She couldn't take any of them. She shed tears. You want to tell me that the tears of this mother wasn't enough to nullify the tear of Esav? 2.5 tears of Esav was so powerful that the tear of the mother of this Libby that last few a month ago was killed is not enough? What's going on here? What's this Midrash means? How do we make sense of this Midrash? One saw a very beautiful pshat of this Midrash, which makes a lot of sense that we have to apply to ourselves. We know that thing, something is kosher and something is tref, there's 2 ways that they could be nullified. Either you have min b'mino or min b'she'eno mino. If you have 2 things, 2 type of same object mixed up together, then echad b'shtayim, echad b'tshrei is batel. One nullified in 2, if you have 2 times of the other, one is batel. But if you have min b'mino, is not batel at all. If you have min b'she'eno mino, if you have 1 thing, let's say milk and meat was mixed together, then it's batel b'shishim. So shishim we have for sure. We have 60 times more be for sure. But what is min b'mino means? If you have 2 of same object mixed up together, the halacha is afilu be'elef lo batel. Even 1,000 times more of that material you have and mix it up together is not nullified. What did Esav Shatir for? Esav Shatir, that Yaakov Avinu took his Olam Hazeh. Yaakov is Esav Shatir that said, well, Yaakov, why did you take my part of this world? I want this world. This is what I want. Why did you take that away from me? When Bnei Israel, they shed tears for the same reason. Therefore, the tear of Klal Israel and the tear of Esav are not batel. Cannot batel the tear of Esav. What does this mean? What this means is that Bnei Israel, they always are looking for Mashiach. They always ask for Mashiach. They always ask for Bet HaMikdash. They always ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Mashiach Tzidkenu V'Merav Yemenu back. When do they ask that? They ask this when they are in trouble. When Rahman al-Islam, stock market goes down today, they say, when is Mashiach is going to come? When Rahman al-Islam, somebody is sick in a hospital, when is Mashiach is going to be? Die kebar. When the buses blow up in Israel, everybody is asking, when is Mashiach coming? But what about before that? Who asks for Mashiach when everything is beautiful? When everything is beautiful, everybody is happy what they got. They got America, they got all the beautiful things going on in this country. What who needs Mashiach? Who needs Bet HaMikdash? This is what the problem is. You are shedding tears only if you are in trouble. But when we are not in trouble, you don't have to check this. Everything is fine. And this is exactly the tear of Esav. Esav shed tears. When everything was fine, and we wanted Olam Hazeh, we want Olam Hazeh after. We're shitting before because we don't have the Olam Hazeh. It's what we want. And that tears are not batel, afilu be'elef. It's not going to be nullified. Even 1,000 times more tears we shed, it's not going to be nullified. It's not going to nullify the tears of Esav Arasha. Was once the Saba, one of the Hasidic rabbis, went to somebody's home. It was stuck in this small village, and he went into this guy's home. And he said, now he got up in the middle of the night to say Tikkun Chatzot. Tikkun Chatzot, you say, for the Churban of Bet HaMikdash. He got up, sat on the floor, start crying to say Tikkun Chatzot. And he saw the Baal HaBayit also got up to say Tikkun Chatzot. Said to himself, said the man must be unbelievable Sadiq. The small village like that, this man also cares about Churban Bet HaMikdash. He also got up to say Tikkun Chatzot. So he has this man that is crying and moving, and his mom is so upset. Every 5 minutes, he hears this man, the Baal HaBayit, his mom is crying harder and harder for to say Tikkun Chatzot. And this man, the Rebbe, says, shh, this man must be one of the Lamed Vav Sadikim. This man must be 36 Sadikim. So what Kavanah this man has to say Tikkun Chatzot? And he hears more and more, and it goes louder and louder and louder. Finally, since I want to see the face of this Sadiq, opens the door, says, what is this? He says, he calls his wife, he said, didn't I tell you don't make me food, that makes my stomach upset? This is the crying for, the crying wasn't for the Tanik, the crying wasn't for Mashiach, the crying wasn't for the stomachache. This is the problem of Klal Yisrael. We cry, we shed, we do all these things. But for what? When we are in trouble. When everything is beautiful, nobody wants Bet HaMikdash. Who cares about that? Who cares about Mashiach? They got it beautiful in this country. We don't need to ask for Mashiach. This is why all this sarot come on Klal Yisrael. When the market was fine, the economy was fine, everything was beautiful. How many people sat and said Tikkun Chatzot, and they said it mamash, the bottom of their heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please rebuild Beit HaMikdash. Give us Eretz Israel. Tibane Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. How many people they really asked for it? A few people here and there. But nobody really sat there and yelled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything is beautiful, that please send the Mashiach for us. The Churban Beit HaMikdash that we have, this thing that happens to us, we wake up when things like this, with the Baba Elazar, with this child, with bombings, with things that happens in Israel and Chutz La'aretz, we wake up. But that's not enough to wake up for the tragedies and then be asked for Beit HaMikdash and Mashiach. That's not good enough. We have to work on ourselves to come and ask for Mashiach and Beit HaMikdash when everything is beautiful, when everything is fantastic, when this country gives us everything we want. That's the time that we need to shed tears. And let's see how many of us are willing to do that. That's the Nisayon. That's why our tears cannot nullify the tears of Esav HaRasha. That's the problem. The Gemara tells us, Sha'are dema'ot enam nina'alu. When people shed tears, the gate of tears is not going to be closed up. Always open. But the Kotzker Rebbe asks, if Sha'are dema'ot lo nina'alu, Why do you need Sha'arim altogether? If it's not locked, you don't need doors. Why do you need doors on the gate? Why do you need gates for? Just leave it open. You don't need Sha'arim. You don't need gates. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, because there are people crushed to Yot. Because they are crying and there is a cry. There are people shed tears. That the tears that they shed is not the real tears. They shed tears because they got a stomachache, because they got a headache, because they got sarot, because there's somebody in the hospital, because they got all other things. Got shalom bayit problem. That's the time they shed tears. But for that, the shed of that's the tears of shtuyot. For that, there is Sha'arim. But when you really be met, you want to shed tears for the right reason, and there is no gate. That's always open. There is a Midrash, which the Gemara also brings this Midrash. The Yalkut Shimoni, the Gemara also brings this Midrash. The Midrash tells us that the Romim, They were looking for somebody to go into Beit HaMikdash and take something out of the Beit HaMikdash. They were looking for somebody and they found this Adam Rasha. There was a Rasha there that they said, we're going to send him to go in and get the stuff for us. And his name was Yosef Meshita. That was his name. He wasn't a Rasha. He said, I'll go in. He goes in and he brings out Menorat HaZahav. He brings one of the candlesticks that made up the Zahav, the gold, he brings it out. Then the Rome said, go in again. Get in there, bring more stuff out. He said, I'm sorry, I can't go in anymore. What do you mean? Whatever you take out is yours. Whatever you want, you go into Beit HaMikdash, take anything you want. Take it out, all yours. This Rasha, this Yosef Meshita said, I'm sorry, I can't go in anymore. So what? Why not? You went in, you took this menorah, go back again. Said, I can't. So Ponovich Harav asks, why not? He already went once. Took the Menorat HaZahav, go back again. You know how much gold and silver is sitting there? Take whatever you want. The Panovicher asked, this is what Beit HaMikdash means. When you walk into Beit HaMikdash, the fear of the Beit HaMikdash gives you such an influence that it's impossible to do chet. We have no idea what Beit HaMikdash means. We have no idea what the Churban Beit HaMikdash means to us. We have no clue. We have no idea what we lost. We have no clue what does that mean to have the Beit HaMikdash. And we are so indifferent. We are so, doesn't bother us. To have Beit HaMikdash, doesn't have Beit HaMikdash, who cares? This is the tragedy of Klal Yisrael. We do sins, we do chataim, we do go here, we go there, we do all kinds of things. It doesn't bother us anymore. The Magid Medubna gives a beautiful mashal. So there was a husband and a wife. They were married for years. They didn't have children. They went to all the tzaddikim to get berachot to have children. And finally she becomes pregnant. So happy, it's unbelievable day. For 9 months they celebrate that finally they're going to have a child. The time comes for them to have a child. She goes into labor and they go into the hospital. All of a sudden the doctor comes out and says to the husband, you need to make a decision. Either you are going to have your wife or you're going to save the child. You cannot have both. So the husband said, what are you talking about? He said, this is what it is. You get to make a decision. Either you are going to save your wife's life or your child's life. Which one do you want? I said, I have no idea. I can't make that decision. I said, I got to go ask a shayla what to do. I said, I have no time to ask a shayla. You get to make a decision now. He said, ask my wife. What does she want? Whatever she says, fine with me. The doctor goes to the wife and asks the wife, what do you want? This is the story. She said, all my life I waited for a child. I'm not going to give up my child. Save my child, and I'm willing to give up my life for my child. So before she dies, she says to the husband, I want you to do one thing for me. I want you to tell my son, when he grows up, that he should say Kaddish for me, and I should explain to him that what a Mesirut Nefesh your mother had, that when that she gave up her life to save your life. Fine, she dies, and the boy becomes a bar mitzvah. The father goes up to the son and says, you know, your mother gave up her life to save yours. You need to say Kaddish. You need to say properly, word by word, pronounce it beautifully, and have a kavanah for the illumination of your mother. Fine. The first year, the second year, the third year, she says, Kaddish, beautiful, everything is fine. Later on, the father sees that the Kaddish that the son used to say is not, it doesn't so it lahavut anymore. Not there, the words are not there, fast, you know, come in, goes out, it's not, you know, it doesn't really pay attention to what it says. The father goes up to the son and says, what happened? You forgot? You forgot what your mother did for you? He said, that was a long time ago. Years passed already, who pays attention? It was 50 years ago, I don't remember anymore. This is the tragedy of Klal Yisrael. There are so many things happened to us that really shook. It shook Klal Yisrael. Mamash, nothing like that happened to anybody. It shook us. It mamash turned us around. And we are trying to find a way to make sense out of it, and we can't. We are trying to say, you know what? Maybe they weren't Jewish, maybe they weren't one of us, maybe they were crazy, maybe they were this, or maybe they were that. They trying to come up with all kinds of excuses that it wasn't us. We didn't do anything wrong. We're trying to fight, to protect ourselves. And we are not successful. Because everywhere we turn, there's no answer. What do we do? How do we make sense out of this? You know what it is? You know how many times I heard past month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eifa Mashiach. When is the Mashiach? When is the Beit HaMikdash going to be revealed? When are we going to be saved on this Sarot? Now everybody woke up. Everybody is asking for Mashiach now. Rabbi, that's not enough. What we need is totally different than what we are doing till now. We have to train ourselves that we have to ask for Mashiach for one reason and one reason only. And you know what's that reason? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Betza'ar. Hashem is in Tzarot. And it doesn't matter if the stock market is up or the stock market is down. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Betzarot because Klal Yisrael is Betzarot. Because they are in Galut. That's the only reason that we have to look at. It's the only thing that we have to look at. That's the only picture that has to be in front of us. That Shekhinah is the Tzar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting Shiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avelut. And if we understand this topic, this idea, this phenomena, then we can understand that we need a Mashiach. If we don't understand that, all we are looking for our own Nuchiyut. I'm not comfortable here. It's all about us. Everything is about us. We're looking for me one because I'm not happy. So I'm looking for my own comfort here. That's not really, it's not enough reason to ask for more. That's why Mashiach is not coming. Because everybody is looking for their own comfort and nochiyot and beauty and everything. However, this is an hospital, I'm sarot, I got this, I got that, I got this. What's going to happen? Hashem doesn't care about that. That's not the reason to bring the Mashiach here. That's not the reason to build the Beit HaMikdash. That's not a good enough reason to ask for Mashiach. So only one thing and one thing could nullify the tears of the Sava Rasha. That we have to shed tears for the right reason. And then the tears of the Sava Rasha is going to be nullified. Then that's it. That's the Geulah Shlema. And that tears are that when you say Tikkun Chatzot, you say Tikkun Chatzot, then everything is fantastic. Everything is beautiful. And I'm saying it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tza'ar. The Shekhinah is the Galut. That's the reason to share tears. So when Eretz Yisrael is doing fine, everybody forgets. When there is no bombing and the buses are not blowing up, why do I need to worry about anything? We are in the Galut, Rabbi. We are still in the Galut. Nothing changed. And this is what Tisha B'Av is about. Tisha B'Av is about the time that we need to pay attention. We need to get our priorities straight here. We have to get our priorities 100%. So what am I doing? What am I shedding tears here for? What am I sitting on the floor for? What am I doing an avelut for? What's the purpose of all this? The purpose is only one thing. It's not about us. It's not about our comfort. It's not about our nochiyot. It's only about the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the galut, because Klal Yisrael are in galut. And we have to shed tears for that. And if we could do that, Bezrat Hashem should work on ourselves and see this picture, see these things that are happening around us, and we could bring ourselves to Mama shed tears for the right reason, and be that Bezrat Hashem could bring Mashiach to come with our Emmanuel. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.